Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Typical mid-September weather. Tropics are quiet, so we'll take it. Highs in the upper 80s and maybe a chance for an afternoon shower here or there. Lower humidity by the weekend. Joe Geruso joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. Talk about what happened yesterday in the City Council chambers. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm okay. How's everything at the Geruso household after Francine?
Oh, everybody's fine. The only problem we have is teenagers have to go back to school, so they're not happy with that.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier. You know, when you're a kid, nothing against your children, but sometimes, you know, as a kid, I can remember always wanting a hurricane to come here secretly, not realizing what that meant because, you know, you got out of school and everything was great, but then after Katrina, that kind of all changed. Let's talk about what you determined from at the city council hearing yesterday. And I guess if you want to take us through it with Entergy and Surge and Water Board, et cetera, and what you can so as of now determine the response was from each.
Sure. Well, I maybe start also with NOSEP, which is the emergency response. Mm-hmm. And the main issue I think so many council members wanted to talk about was communication. Obviously, with Sewage and Water Board, a little bit different because of the substation when it will come online. But communication was really the big thing. For NOSEP, what we were told is there's a joint command center. And essentially, the way that they, NOSEP, gets information to the public is if their partner agencies provide it to them. Well, the partner agency isn't providing the information, then NOLA Ready, which pushes out all those text alerts that you get, isn't able to give it to the public. So there definitely has to be a strengthening of communication. And I guess in government world, the term used is cadence between whoever the partner is and the communications arm. So that way residents are routinely notified. So that was NOSEP. With Entergy, I think the council members generally felt like the restoration efforts themselves from start to finish went off very quickly, but there was a lot of discussion about communication with residents. And one of the biggest things, Tommy, was there's a viewer outage map that you can access. And even Entergy acknowledged during the meeting yesterday that your street may look green, but that it isn't actually illuminated. And I think that the two points we tried to make yesterday were communication is key for residents to make their plans about staying here or not. Do you have to take grandma to Biloxi or Birmingham for a couple of days because you're going to lose power? And then also, we also impressed upon the criticality of returning power to schools and senior centers as quickly as possible. Senior centers, self-evident and explanatory, but schools are also equally important too, because particularly for people who get paid by the hour, if you have to stay home with your kid on Friday instead of school because school isn't open or power hasn't been restored to where you are, that's a problem. And the idea of just making sure, particularly on timeline basis, Entergy is able to notify people as best as possible. And again, is that by a phone call? Is it by text? Is it by email? let customers opt into one or more of those systems so they can get the information. And then with Susan Waterboard, I think the two issues were both the communication before the storm. Susan Waterboard said they had 70 megawatts of power, which they did on paper, but the system is antiquated, as you and I have talked about so many times. And so really needing to communicate to the public that it's a yes, but we have 70 megawatts, but it's built on a 109-year-old turbine on electromotor diesel engines that have to run and are tricky pieces of machinery, that you actually have 10 different power systems operating at any one time. There was some frustration, too, about the pumps losing power and how that needed to be communicated. And then the last piece that Councilmember Morrell brought up in detail that we have been in discussions about, and I know he issued a two-week deadline to all of us, so thank you, JP, for putting a deadline on all of us, is to find the money that's needed to get the substation all the way to the finish line. And Tommy, what I mean by that is the substation itself will be online in June of 2025. The piece that's missing, though, is full automation. And that's why all of us have considered this to be so important, because we want to make sure there's as little human manual touching of electronic things as possible. We want buttons to be pushed and power to go out. And while we have to deal with pumping capacity and retaining water and all the other things attendant to these larger storms, we just don't want to have to worry about, is the power going to function correctly?
Let me take a break. We're going to pick it up here when we come back. What grade, Joe, would you give Entergy on a response? Well, I'll tell you what, let me take a break. You can get, when we come back, I'll ask you to give NOSEP a grade, give give Entergy New Orleans a grade, and also Surge and Water a grade on their storm handling and response, et cetera. And I'll let the audience do the same thing at 504-260-1870. Talking to Councilmember Joe Geruso about the Francine response from the providers, NOSEP, Entergy, and Surge and Water Board. We'll pick it up here. We come back, 821 Traffic Now, WWL.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran.
And I have a new podcast called The Varsity.
I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. Joe, were you at the meeting at the airport with the mayor and the governor?
I was not there. I had another previously scheduled meeting, but I did check in with friends and colleagues who were there.
And there was a dust-up with the governor about paying for this power plant, and you said J.P. Morrell put the a deadline on it. And I'm just wondering, when it comes to what happened during Francine, and if that power plant had been up and running and in existence, what would the difference have been?
The difference would have been you wouldn't have lost power to pump stations 1, 2, and 6. And therefore, the flooding that occurred would have been reduced. I think, Tommy, maybe even more importantly, the psychological factor of saying our pumps and our power did not fail and the pumps did everything they could. And I said this to you when we talked last week. Remember, President Li Xing got on radio and TV and said, look, our system got overwhelmed. There's nothing we could do about it. And the people in Jefferson Parish accept that because they know that, by and large, that's exactly what happened. We don't have the ability to say that because the power is held together by bubblegum, spit, and duct tape, and they are doing an extraordinary job with an antiquated system. But A, we need to tell everybody we're on that antiquated system for the next less than a year, and then B, when the new power comes on, that we are relying on that power to make sure everything's running the way that it should.
But when it comes to, and I saw Ghassan Korban, a little bit of what he had to say yesterday, when it comes to power or not, when it comes to lift stations, because of the leaky pipes and what happens with the sewage system being inundated with floodwaters, it's still going to be, even with this new power plant, it's still going to be an antiquated system, is it not, Joe?
It's still going to be an antiquated system, and I don't want to sit here and suggest it is the panacea, because it's not. But the lift stations lost power, too, mm-hmm. which is also part of the problem. So, look, as you and I have talked so many times, short-term, mid-term, long-term plan.
Right.
Short-term is getting this stood up, switching the pumps over to 60 hertz power, so we're not on the ancient 25 hertz power, working on sewer, working on the water treatment, all things that are happening in parallel with each other.
So when it comes to grade for Entergy and, getting people in place before the storm and then fixing it after, what grade would you give them?
Yeah, I'm going to go Montessori style here. So in terms of restoration and getting people, they get high marks. I think they get good marks for that. Communication, lower marks. And here's why I give them the lower to mid-level marks. We went through all of this with Ida, and our technical advisors put together a report of all the things that need to be better on the communications end, and those issues recurred this time. And I'm always in it. If you don't know, that's one thing, but once you do know, you got to really bear down and try and fix it.
When it comes to the communication, I saw Colin Arnold, I think it was, talking about communication from the Surge and Water Board to the people about, can too much information hurt? I don't understand that part.
I push back on him. I think the public is far savvier than people give them credit for, and let people make their own decisions. I think that's really important. And look, credit to the media too. A lot of times things have to be repeated and repeated and repeated so the point sinks into the public as well.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Joe. We'll talk to you again soon. When we come back, we'll talk to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, review the Saints Cowboys game and look ahead to the Eagles game after last night's loss by the Eagles to the Falcons. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.